Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, May 12th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have a gold star to give out to one of our listeners for being, number one, on topic to the conversation, but providing some very, very educational input into the show. This text message came during the break from Becky in Indian River. Good morning, Trucker. This issue in the city of Gaylord and the city council not wanting to allow this developer to develop the land makes me wonder if one of them has a friend who wants to develop the property, kill this plan, and allow their buddy to get it. These outrageous lies make me wonder what they have to gain. This seems like a whole lot of effort, work, to leave the property, the land, empty. Great insight, Becky. There is no reason that this city council should have a no vote on this rezoning. And that's all he's asking for at this point. Here are the facts that I've learned. The property, which backs up to I-75, first of all, it's zoned R1. R1 is single-family residential. Do you want to live in a subdivision that backs up to I-75? Do you realize the amount of noise that comes off of an expressway and you want that in your subdivision? No. Point number two. It is so expensive to build single-family homes, they're not affordable. If you build literally a 1,400 to 1,800-square-foot ranch home for seniors, for young newlywed couples just starting out, they're $450,000. And you're going to pay that kind of money to live on I-75? I don't think so. And another fact, the adjacent property right next door was at one time had the same zoning of R1. Nobody wanted to develop it. they asked for a rezone to R2, which higher density. They built an apartment complex. Precedent has already been set. There's no legal basis for them to deny this project, this developer. Something, Becky, you're right. Something is up. Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Your text message has triggered something in me, and I'm going to investigate it. You get a star, Becky. Something is up. Don't understand the resistance. And the city council member, Vic Ouellette, doesn't even want to meet with the developer. I don't trust the guy as far as I can throw him. Really? We're going to go to Lansing. But good text message, Becky. Thank you. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. The recent Supreme Court decision in Louisiana versus Calais has sent some states across the country racing to redraw their voting maps with the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, MICRC, due to a ballot proposal that passed voters, not politicians. This commission has been drawn up. However, Michigan cannot redraw their maps without another constitutional amendment. Supreme Court decision said maps to vote cannot be based on race. It's racist if you make a map cater to the race, the color of the people who live in that district. When you're drawing up voter maps, you have to have a blindfold on. Don't care the color of the skin of the people who live there. You cannot make the map based on race. All kinds of maps have got to be redrawn in this country. Problem is, we formed this Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission because of a ballot proposal. We changed our state constitution. Voters drawing up the maps, not politicians. Tennessee, all kinds of other states are involved now in this decision made by the United States Supreme Court. Perfect example was due to the legislature in Tennessee. They're the latest state to pass new U.S. congressional maps that split the majority-minority district of Memphis into three, not one, not two, but three Republican districts. The result is the expected loss of the state of Tennessee's only black U.S. congressman. As a result, Michigan Legislative Black Caucus and the Detroit Black Caucus came out yesterday and condemned the legislature in Tennessee for doing it. In Michigan, our independent redistricting commission had to redraw districts in 2024. After a federal court found the panel had used racial data around the city of Detroit when they redrew the maps back in 2021. Well, MERS News Service asked five political pundits, if the United States Supreme Court's decision was in place back in 2024, would the MICRC now have to redraw the maps? Well, Jeff Timmer, partner at Two Rivers Public Affairs, and Mark Brewer, who has worked on redistricting, offered an immediate, succinct no. That was it. Rebecca Sitella, who served on the original MICRC commission, said the 2021 districts would have unquestionably been struck down based on the recent United States Supreme Court case had it been in place back then. She went on to say the MICRC's record is indisputable. At the direction of the Voting Rights Council and General Counsel, we relied heavily on race during its initial map drawing back in 2021. This was true for all three maps drawn by the commission back in 2021. The U.S. Congressional map, the State House map, and the State Senate maps. Although a limited number of districts in the 2021 State House and State Senate maps had to be redrawn in 2024 following the AG versus Benson decision. Race was also considered again in 2024 when those districts were redrawn. So even though those districts may not have been upheld in the most recent decision by the Supreme Court, it would have held up back in 2024. Robert LeBant, retired lawyer who worked on the redistricting prior to the 2018 constitutional ballot passage that created Voters Not Politicians Independent Commission. Quote, he said the original commission plan would have been upheld and it wouldn't have resulted in a redrawing of those district lines. The decision challenging the 2021 plan was that there was improper packing of African Americans that required these districts to extend across 8 Mile Road and go into the southern portions of both Macomb and Oakland counties. See, 8 Mile Road, folks, is the boundary line between Wayne County and Macomb and Oakland counties. The attorney went on to say, my answer would be that there would not have been a successful challenge had the Louisiana litigation been in place when the 2021 plan was challenged here in Michigan. Well, next question. What does the Supreme Court's decision mean to the Michigan Independent Commission in redrawing the maps in 2031 after the upcoming 2030 U.S. Census? Mark Brewer, the Democrat attorney, said under the text of the state constitution, the MICRC must still comply with the Voter Registration Act that was interpreted in this most recent Supreme Court decision. And any subsequent voter registration acts, as well as federal constitutional developments. The other attorney, Republican LeBrant, said the future MICRC will basically draw districts based upon communities of interest. I've maintained, though, that communities of interest is no standard at all. It is a subjective thing. Previous Commissioner Mark Grubner, in commenting upon the communities of interest standard, basically called it a will-o'-the-wisp, which means it could mean anything. It just depends on the majority of commissioners and what they think they want it to be. I think in reality, there'd be nothing to restrict the commission from drawing district boundaries as long as they could basically say with a straight face that they are somewhat interested in communities' interests. This is going to be the basis, the way they draw lines in the future. And because of the wording in the state constitutional amendment, they'll get away with it. Final quick question. Does the Supreme Court's decision open the MICRC up to more political influence? Well, LeBrant attorney said, I think the way the constitutional amendment was drafted back in 2018 created a situation where interested persons applied to serve on the Independent Redistricting Commission, and that the people were selected were the people that said, I'm a Democrat, or I'm a Republican, or I'm a person with no party affiliation. Equal number of Republicans, equal number of Democrats, and independents were all chosen to serve. LeBrant said that's not going to change unless there's a change in the constitutional amendment itself. So therefore, I don't see political influence being an issue. However, it's certainly going to come because of that Supreme Court decision. Attorney Democrat Mark Brewer, no, I don't see any additional political influence on the commission. The reason why is because under the text of the state constitution, the MICRC is still subject to the restrictions on partisanship, along with gerrymandering and all the other redistricting criteria contained in the language. Well, another political pundit, Kimberly Patwell, political influence within the commission, it should not. First, the Supreme Court's decision will not police partisan gerrymandering. That is old news. Second, the Michigan Constitution's partisan fairness criteria does not imply any partisan gerrymandering. It, in fact, prohibits it. I find it hard to believe that Michigan voters passing Proposal 2018-2, known as Voters Not Politicians, wanted to see more political influence in redrawing the maps. In fact, the very architecture of Article 4, Section 6 says eligibility restrictions, balanced composition, and transparency is all anti-gerrymandering by design. More political influence would be a disservice to the voters in the state of Michigan. I agree with that. Lastly, consultant Jeff Timmer said, presuming that there is no ConCon beginning in 2027, the current language shields them from the political actors and prohibits partisan gerrymandering. Without partisan gerrymandering, you have no political influence. Very interesting discussion regarding the maps and the commission. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.